Helicopters and ground crews are battling a scrub fire that's been burning at Cape Reinga since yesterday afternoon. The blaze has been fanned by strong, gusty winds, and firefighting efforts so far have managed to prevent it spreading further. State Highway 1 has been closed north of Te Paki Stream Road. And joining us now from Fens is Northland District Manager Wepari Henwood. Kia ora.
Kia ora, good afternoon.
What's the latest?
Look, so we've made some good progress today with our helicopters and ground crews. So we've managed to, I suppose, restrict the spread. So it's still about around about 400 of hectares that have been burnt. But I suppose this afternoon was our real crunch time. So we had a humidity drop down to 45% with those combined with those strong winds. So we seem to have got past that. We're pretty fortunate overnight as well. We had about 6 mils of rain, which helped sort of knock it down. So some really good progress on our fire line with the 10 helicopters we had in operation today.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of resources, 10 helicopters fighting it from the air.
Yeah, it was. So the terrain is really rugged, quite steep and really thick scrub. So it's inaccessible by vehicles, so we've been having to fly our crews in. And so to the southwest of the fire line, we've concentrated all our fire crews today and tomorrow. And we've been using the majority of our helicopters at the northeast end, heading towards the toilet blocks there and the lighthouse itself to make sure it didn't progress any further. So really good effort today. We've been focusing on the southwest because we're looking forward to but anticipating a wind change come Thursday evening, moving into Friday, where the wind will turn to the southeast and could expose our southwest flank. So we've
that would be bad news for you, right? Really bad news.
So we've been doing some preparation work in anticipation of that.
So are you using local crews, Wepari, or have you had reinforcements come from different areas?
So for the majority of the ground crews, they're local teams. In regards to the incident management team, we've sourced especially some of our aviation team from further afield throughout New Zealand.
So it's an area that attracts a lot of tourists up that way, right? There's a campground there, you know, it's a visitor destination. There are walking tracks around. So what's happening? Everything completely closed up from where to where?
I think it's a Te Puraputa, the campground up there. So I think that was closed overnight, and all the walking tracks around that, Te Araroa, and I think there's a couple of loop tracks that go off to the left. So they were all closed, yesterday because the large fire and the heavy smoke. I suppose that was our major concern yesterday and why we needed the road closed. Yesterday we were operating with 4 helicopters, and then obviously with 10 helicopters today, we needed the highway closed as we were focusing closer to the Cape itself, and we don't want to have those aerial operations while vehicles are travelling in that space.
Understand.
So we are looking to, as we downsize the aircraft tomorrow and increase the number of ground crews, maybe to open up some of those parts tomorrow.
Well, best of luck. Thank you very much for your time. That's Wepari Henwood, who is Fens' Northland District Manager.